from as a kishachad. Vamar goyim asher shem asu chalima. What will they have to say? They can't. Well, there's no possible reason other than mitnuti yecholas Hashem. There can't be any other reason because you see that he loved them. Because look at the nisim he did for them. So they will never be able to say. They could never understand because Klal Yisrael failed in their bechira. That's a different kind of a dust. That kind of a dust they can't even imagine. That they didn't follow Chochma and they followed their emotions and because they weren't emes. So that's why they failed to achieve what they had to achieve and therefore they're not worthy of existence. The Mitzraman don't know that. And if the purpose of Klal Yisrael is that the Mitzrim and the other Umas Olam should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the true ideas of God should be brought to the entire world, this is not going to happen this way, because they're going to conclude Nibulti Yecholas HaRashem. So therefore, they're going to have to say it can't be a lack in them, because you see that he liked them. There must be some lack in him. It doesn't mean, see, the argument, I said, what do you mean, Bilti Chalas Hashem? You see, he did this, he did that. That's not the point. The point is, they don't have to have a conclusion which is complete. It means they're going to conclude in that direction. You understand? That's what they're going to have to say. Well, how many things can go wrong? Either if he doesn't like them, okay. But if he does like them, the only conclusion is a chasaron in him. There's no other conclusion, you see. And even with Doros, it would be a slight. Because the implication would be that first he started out with this group, and then there was a failure, something happened, and then a new group came out from Moshe Rabbeinu. So even with Doros, I think it's even possible to say that the argument of Moshe Rabbeinu was an argument not just in that door, but even with Doros. Because it would always appear as a blight, as a failure, because it didn't go smoothly. First he took this one nation, and that didn't work out. Then from Moshe Rabbeinu, a new nation emerged. So there's no continuity. The continuity is lacking, and it would imply that there was some weakness there, because something must have gone wrong, and it couldn't have been Klal Yisrael, because you see the nisim he did for them. So that in their mind shows that God loves them and that's all there is to it. So how is it possible? You say, because their concept is a primitive concept, like we mentioned before, the concept of favoritism. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said that if that other plan will always have that chesaron, and the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael is kiddush in Shemayim, kiddush Malgadol, and this is it's always going to be lacking in the kiddush Hashem. So it would be far better if I could accomplish the utmost that I can accomplish, and the midas harachamim will prevail, and even though midas harachamim is only a secondary option, but that still would be better in terms of the Kvod Hashem for the Umos Olam than to have them die and have Moshe Rabbeinu be the new starting point of an Umos. That was the argument. That's the argument with the Meraglim. But you understand, that's why that argument is not the same as before. Because before, it's Loma Yomas Ram Lema Baro Hotzi Yom Larogosom Bahorim Ulachalosom Me Alpine Adama. That means that was before Anuncha Omed Lefneihem. You see, so over there they would say that they would attribute the fault to Klal Yisrael. You see, to Klal Yisrael, they would say Beror Tziyom, Laragosam Bahorim, Ulachalosam El Pnei Adama. So that, because one of the two things, has to be one of the two things. Either them, or they have to imagine that there's something lacking in God's ability. So before, they would say it's lacking in Klal Yisrael, because they saw the nisim. So they saw that they're not going to say, they're going to say that it's not the Baruch Hashem, that must be them. But that also would be a Chilul Hashem. because Shmuel is the Scottish Elder of Israel. So the argument, the first argument and the second argument are two different arguments. Okay? All right. Now, but that was another side point. And what I want to get back to is like this. The concept, I mean, the idea, the central idea is like the Rambam starts off and then the Ramban, Malta makes all of Lavavchem, that a person's mind must be open only to Chachmas HaTorah and Yedias Anas. And in Tisha B'Av, and of course in Malta makes all of Lavavchem means that the lev has to be open for MS, always means that there are many, many obstructions. Many obstructions. That a person, in order to attain Chachma, has to go through many obstructive forces. Okay. And in Tisha B'Av itself, there is something here that I think is important to mention in the Eicha and in the Kinos. In the Eicha and in the Kinos. Okay? Yeah. There are contradictions that you see from the Kinos themselves. Let me just start with one. Take the Kinos, for instance. And these two are very close to each other, right next to each other. And I don't know which Kinos you fellows have, but the Kinos I have, the Seder Kinos and the Furish of Tisha B'Av and Bir Kol Barama. It's in this one, it's what? Chavches? Okay. Excuse me. Hold on a second. No, it's Yudches. Yeah. Yudches and... One second. Yeah. Take Yudches. Yudches. It starts off with... It's a little bit clear. V'ata amata heitev heitev imach. You got that? V'ata amata heitev heitev imach v'neslino aviv amach. It's what? In the Rosenfeld, it's Chof. What page is in the Rosenfeld? It's what? Hello, 122. Let me first make sure. Is anybody there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. What page is it?
122 in the Rosenfeld.
122 in the Rosenfeld. See, V'ata amata?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so now, if you take a look at that one, it's really, Vata Mata Hetev Etev Imach V'Neflino Ani V'Amach. So he says, V'Lama B'Nev Liyal Chilu Shmach V'Lo Shafachta Aleim Zamach. Okay? So, he's raising a question. Again, Ata Gidalta V'Ramamta Bonim Lohanek Kasha Yisa Omei Nesayanek V'Lama Dodonim Datsu Lezanek V'Aye Guros of Lachanek. Okay? And he goes through everything. Ata Inata. So all kashas on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these things, right? Everyone's a kasha. Of course, in the end, he ends off, V'ata tzadik al kol haba, which seems to be a contradiction, okay? He says, L'cha Hashem es bach v'nas v'nas dikach b'chiba, okay? V'lama nahinu v'lana adiba ki chol zos b'asnu b'chova, okay? On the contrary. And the next one is, and he goes through, each one, the exact same thing. And he's mastic to do in each one. Okay, so he goes through all our chatoyim. I mean, isn't that like an open contradiction? I mean, you can't have both. I mean, if you understand why and you explain why, and if you understand where the bosh is upon him, so you're giving reasons, not just you're saying, you know, I mean, lana bosh upon him. I mean, you're giving reasons for it. So you're explaining each one. So then, what are all these kashas before? But this is a contradiction that goes through the Kinos. One of the themes of contradiction that goes through the Kinos. But the contradiction comes from the contradiction really comes from the Eicha itself. The Eicha itself, you see, a contradiction. It comes from the. Just give me a second. No, just a chumash. Oh, here it is. I got it right here. Okay. Really is mentioned, is brought out most glaringly in the second Eicha. See, the first Eicha is really Yisrael Bein Amim. That's the first Eicha. Shimon Ochal Amim, Ru Machovai. Besulosev Achuloi Hochel Vesheri. By the way, I mean, you see clearly from that Pusuk that we can't just disregard the Amim. That's not the Derech. Even in our horrible state, We say Tzadik Hashem Kesim Marisi Shimon Ochol Amim Maru Machovai, and we don't hide. The Gemara says, Chazal say, he says Lo Aleichem Kolav Rederach. So Rashi quotes that Amar Chacham Nikan the Kuvlonam in the Torah Maru Maasali Abitu Ru. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rashi says over there that if a person has a tzorah Sheyodienu LaRabim, he should tell other people about it. The instinct of a person is the opposite, to hide it. But the Torah's advice is just the opposite. You're the end of the Rabbin. You should tell others. And that's the same thing over here. Shimon Ochol Amen. So, and if you look through subtly through the entire Eicha, that the Amen are always there. They're always mentioned as entities. It's not that it's just us alone and everybody else is zero. They are something. And of course, the reason is ultimately because of, the Kiddush Ma'agadol is only in the whole world. Okay. But the first one is Yisrael and Yama. The second Eicha is Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the second one is the one which is the horrible idea, that the horrific idea that we could be. You see, the study of Eicha is the study of the Panim Zomos, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, in the Berachos Kahanim, Yor Hashem Panav Elecha, so Rashi says, he should give you Panim Sochakos. But sometimes it's a Panim Zomos. And the Panim Zomos is horrible, beyond belief. And that's really what the Navi is describing in the Eicha Beis. And it means that we have to understand that such a thing is true. That there is a time of a horrible Panim Zomos. So bad that there's nothing left. See, there's nothing left. That there's no Nechama left, and that's why some of the, you see in the Pitam also, that there's no Nechama. And that's from Eicha also. Because, there is no nechama. See, no hope. And not only is there no hope, but not only is there no nechama at all, zero. It's like in Ani Agever, he expresses it. He says, Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi Nashi Sitova, that's Eicha Gimel Yudayim. Va'omar Ovad Nitzchi V'Sochalti Me'ar Hashem. It's completely, I have nothing left for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? No hope left. That's really what Eicha presents. It's a horrible thing. But that's really what Kinos is. Kinos is to be aware, to study the Panim Shel Zam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Panim Shel Zam is a horrible thing, you see. And that's why he says, for instance, Shachfulas chutzos na v'zakim paschafalat besulosai v'achulei nuflu v'charav. Harakta b'yom apecha tavachta lo chamalta. No rachmanas. You see, Hoya Hashem ka'oyev b'yarabila Yisrael. No rachmanas. Bilat Hashem v'lo chomal, in the beginning, in Pasuk Beis. Bilat Hashem v'lo Chamal, Eish Kol Meis Yaakov, Horas Avosam Niz Tzerei Vashiyudai Gilaretz. Chilo Mamlocha Vesorel means everything gone. Means there's no one to turn to, not even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that there is nothing. There's no Rachmei Hashem, and there's no hope. Hopelessness, complete devastation. That's basically what the Navi presents. That there is such a phenomenon of a Panim Sol Shel Zam, where there's complete devastation and hopelessness. A person doesn't like to recognize such an idea. Doesn't like to think about it. Doesn't like to believe that such a thing is possible. But the Navi demands, and that's what Kinos is. Kinos is the recognition that there is, unfortunately, such a thing, such a state, where there's nowhere to turn. There's no hope, there's no future, there's no Rachmei Hashem, and there's nothing. Zero. And to just, people don't like to hear that, they like to turn away from that. But the Navi demands that we be realistic, and we recognize that there is such a phenomenon. There is such a phenomenon.
Rabbi?
Yes.
But he says right there, a couple of seconds later, Chaste Hashem, ki lo tamno.
Just a second. I'll get to that. That's a contradiction, but I'll get to that. Don't, see, when you learn something, don't learn a thing halfway because of something else you're learning halfway. You know what I mean? Two halfways is not the way to learn. You have to learn the thing fully. You have to learn the thing completely. Va'omar ovad nitzchi v'sochalti mat Hashem is a complete idea. It's not going to be compromised by a counterthought. I mean, this is not a thoughts and counterthoughts. These are ideas.
Even if the person can be so close?
Excuse me? You have a question, but did I tell you before that when you try to understand something, you have to use a logical method, okay? Not to say there are two psukim that are close together, and one says one thing, the other one says the opposite, so we'll go in between. That's not logical, okay? So the thing is, you have to analyze everything independently, and when you have a firm idea of what it means, then you could study the other idea, and then you're ready to, if you arrive at a correct conclusion, then you can compare what you have and see if there's a contradiction. If there's no contradiction, then proceed. Okay? But this idea is clear. Va'omar ovad nitzchi v'sochalti ma'ar Hashem. It's complete. I mean, that's it. It's hopeless. I have no hope, no faith from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I have no faith. And when the Pasuk says, Tavachta lo chamolta, it's without Rachmanis. It means you can't even turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's no midas of Rachman. There is no one to turn to. Complete devastation. Okay? I mean, that's what the Navi really depicts. He says, Karasu l'mavai hima rimuni. There was nobody. No human beings to turn to. There was no nechama, no hope, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was tavachta lo chamolta. There was no midas rachman. The panim shel zam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a frightening depiction. But that's what the Navi does. I mean, if you to deny it is just to deny the words of Navi. You might not like it. It's a horrible thing. But we have to know it exists. And if Klal Yisrael has a certain feeling of self-assurance that such a thing can't happen, they're deluding themselves. They're deluding themselves. It's a delusion. Maybe if we didn't have such a delusion, we could have saved ourselves from other tzaras before. But the Navi insists that is a delusion, that it can happen, that there can't be total destruction, and there can't be total hopelessness and devastation is a delusion if you think that can't happen, because there is a Panim Shel Zam. And a Panim Shel Zam is a reality. Okay? So But in that, now take a look. In that Eicha Beis, which is really the Panim Shel Zam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panim Zamos, that's the whole Perek, really. In that, you have a strange pasuk. And the pasuk is where the Navi says, Rei Hashem v'abito l'mi elal takal. So the Navi says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, look at who you did this to. Im tochal manashim piyam ole tipuchim. How, what is the Navi's question? How could Klal Yisrael, the Ummah, that's the highest of the Ummah, the Goynol Sephoros, it should be reduced to Nashim Rachmonios, Bishli Yaldein, how is such a thing possible? So the end of the pasuk is in the Yehar B'Mikdash at Hashem Kohen V'Navi. So Rashi explains, Ruach HaKodesh Meshivasam. So it's a strange kind of thing. So what is this? Is the Navi telling his ear that that's why it happened? Because they killed the Navi in the Migdash Hashem? I mean, it's hard. It doesn't explain it. Because the question is, when you're allowed to call, and the Chalna Nashim Piyam all the way to Puchim, the Navi's question is, how could it go this far? How is it possible that it went this far? So the answer is that the Pasuk gives an answer in a way that it shows you what your idea of it is. In other words, it's an answer, but it is not an answer. It's both. In the Yehar B'Midrash of Hashem Kohen V'Navi, it means Ruach HaKodesh Meshivasa V'chi Noa Lachem Sharaktam Mesechaya Ben Yoyada. In other words, the Ruach HaKodesh answers back like this. You have a question on me. But the Ruach HaKodesh is Meshiv, but there's a question on you too. In Yehar B'Midrash of Hashem Kohen V'Navi. How do you allow that to happen? So what does that answer mean? The answer means that you cannot, the Navi himself does not understand the dimension of the devastation of the Panim Shel Zam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't understand it. But he knows that we aren't free from chait. You see, that's the answer. In other words, is there a cause for this? Yes. What is the cause? The cause is our chataim. Is it proportionate? Is the onesh proportionate to the chait? The Navi says, in his mind, it's not. In his mind, it's not. He can't understand it. And really, you see that clearly in the end of Echa, where it says, the last pasuk, before the very last pasuk, Ki im ma'os ma'astano, katzafto olenu ad ma'od. What is the main Rashi says? Bishvil shechotanu lo hoye locho lahabos ketzef ad ma'od kasher katzafto. You see, that's the last pasuk, the very last pasuk. Then he says, Ashivenu. But the last pasuk, because the reason it's the last pasuk, it sums up that theme. What is the theme? The theme is that even the Navi doesn't know. The Navi does not understand. The Panim Shel Zam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't understand. To say that he understands the Panim Shel Zam, the answer is no. But does he understand why it happened? A cause? Does he understand the causative agent? That's L'cho Hashem Atzdaka. You see, that's the answer to the Stira and the Kinos. The answer to the Stira is that, yeah, all the questions are good because the questions are, Eicha, Eiko, how could it be like this? How could it be such a Panim Shel Zam? We can't understand it. But, L'cho Hashem Atzdaka, are we free from chait? Can we say we didn't bring it on? No, we brought it on. We have plenty of chataim with the point that I brought it on. But the extent of the horror and the devastation, the Panim Shel Zam, that even the Navi does not understand. But that shows you that he, just like man cannot understand Midas Rachamav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also cannot understand Midas Adin Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the major theme in Echa. But we are obligated to study and to learn the Panim Shel Zam. So the Navi, that's the answer to that contradiction. And the other contradiction, there's an answer to. The other contradiction is V'omar Ovad Mitzchi V'Sochalti Me'ar Hashem. And yet he says, two psukim away, Zos Oshiv Alibi Al Kain Ochil. First he says, Ovad Sochalti, and then he says, Zos Oshiv Alibi Al Kain Ochil. Chasei Hashem Kilo Somnu Kilo Chol Rachmav. Yeah. What is the answer to that? The answer is like this. The answer is these are two different phenomena. It means to say like this, that when a person has a terrible situation, terrible problem, a horrible situation, so the person tries to deal with it. That's the natural response and the proper response and the intelligent response of a human being, to think of how we can deal with this problem in this situation. And he looks for every single way. In the case of the Panim Shel Zam, there is no way. There is no way to deal with it. and it's hopeless. And the person senses the hopelessness, and he will sense this. The Navi senses the hopelessness. He will sense the hopelessness if he's Rahman al-Islam caught in that situation. But the only thing he could say is that Chasdei Hashem ki lo somnu ki lo chol rachamav. It's not going to be that way forever. You see? And the Navi explains that later. He says, because he says like this, ki lo yuznach lamad al, if he comes back, he says, Yeshiv badad v'yidol. He tells him, he gives advice. So what could you do? Wait. Ki lo yuznach la'olam ad Hashem. Because the charonas, the panim shel zam, will not be forever. Ki im hogo, v'richam karev chasadav. That's what we know. You see? And then he goes into many, many other important ideas about the person's bechira. Ki lo ina milibo, and mipi elyon lo seitzei ero osvatov. It's all because of our bechira being misused. Ma yisom nenorom chai, gever al chatov. He gives all the important advice after this. It's interesting. This is, he gives the important advice afterwards. At first he explains, though, that in terms of the Panim Shel Zam, there is no explanation. It's total devastation. And there's no hope. It's hopeless. At the time, it's hopeless. And in the problem, it's hopeless. But what can we do? You see, we're caught. Because we know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know it's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where can we escape? There's no way to escape. So what can we do? We can only think that it will have to pass. It's not going to be forever. Kiyam hoga, v'richan karov chasarov. See? And then the Navi goes into the cause, which is our chatoyim, that initiated the panim shel zam, and how to make sure that it doesn't occur again. Ma'isan adam chai gevel chatov, nach pasod derachinu v'nach kora, v'nach shuvar ad Hashem. Nisul avenu v'avenu kapayim al kel v'shamayim. See, that's the answer of the Navi. That's what the Navi teaches us. It doesn't teach us to fool ourselves, false comfort. It teaches us to face reality. And the horrible Panim Shel Zam that no human being can really justify or can understand. But at the same time, we know the cause. The cause is us. The cause is Chatoyim. There's an interesting Ramban. In the end of, towards the end of Dvarim, interesting Ramban about the Geula. Because the Torah says, yeah, there's two things, in the Torah, two things. There's the Kolos, the Tochacho, which has to do with Chovan HaMikdash, but then there's another parsha that has to do with just Tzoros, horrible Tzoros. You see, and that's in Dvarim Lamed Aleph Tazayin. V'yom Hashem Moshe, in Choshech Elma Avosecho, V'kom Om Azev V'zon Achrei Elohei Necha Aoretz, V'azavuni V'azavani V'eves Bitzir Akrasi Akshakrati Tav. V'chol Apivo V'yom Azev V'stati Fonai Mehem Lo Yelecho. Okay, U'metzu'u Ros Rabos V'tzoros. V'omar B'yom Ahu, Hello, Al-Kihin Elohei Kai B'kirbi, V'tzoni Aroi Seila. V'anochi haster haster panei b'yomahu al asher also why ki fono el Elohim acherim. Yeah. So the Ramban says, interesting Ramban here. He says that, again, there's a problem in the sequence. Because first it says, v'azavten v'stati fonei mehen v'yolecho l'matzul rosh rabbis atzoros. Okay. So that means devastation, horror. Vama bayomahu alo alkiyino ekai bekibin itzoni aroi seila. So the class will say why? It's because we're not worthy of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So why does it go on? Vanochi after panay bayomahu alkol rasha rasa kifano lulem achera. The sequence is not logical. So Ramban explains it. Nice Ramban. Pamacheres, he says. Vanochi asked upon it Pamacheres. Why? He says, Ki ba'avur shehir haru Yisrael belibam, ki chotu lelokim, ba'al ki ein elekeyem bekirbam, mitzom haro sa'ele, hoya ro'oi l'rov chazdei Hashem she'yazrein v'yatzilein, she'kvar kofru b'avodas kochovim, ki in shenemar, and in mishpid osoch al-amachol ochotosi. Okay, ולכך אומר כי על כל הרוע הגדולה שעושו לפתוח בעבורת כחובים יסתירו את פנם ממיהם. לא כמאסת פנם הראשון שיסת פני רחום עבור מצום רוס רבוס הצורס, רק שיהיו בהסתר פני הגולה. So Ramban gives the formula here for the Gula. Interesting. This is what the Ramban deduces from the Pesukim. The formula, his formula for the Gula. Yeah, we interpret the formula for the Gula from the Pesukim. He says that first it'll be Haster Aster Panai, Voyo Lechol, Mitzahu, Rois, Rabbi Satsaros. But then after that, they'll say, Eino Lekai Bekirbi. What does it mean, Eino Lekai Bekirbi? So he says, I got to go back to the previous Ramban, just one line previous Ramban. Ramban says, the Tam Vama Bayamahu Al Kino Kabiki, what does it mean? A Nenu Vidri Gomer, he says, Kinyin Visvadu Esavonam, Aval Hu Hiro Vacharata, She Yishatu Al, I think it must be Masam, I must have mistaken my heart, Al Masam, the Yakiru Kiashimimim. Interesting. So what does it mean? It means they'll recognize the Ashma. What does it mean, Hashem name? It's like by Reuven. Avala Hashem Manachno Alachino Asher Reinu Tzoras Nafsho Bishanno Eleno Velo Shomono Al Kim Bo Eleno Tzorazos. They'll recognize the causal relationship, Hashem. That's why this happened to us. It's, it'll be a recognition of the cause. So, of course, so you see, first you have to have the recognition of the Panim Zoramos, though. If you don't have the recognition of the Panim Zoramos, you try to bi-step that one because it's not comfortable, then you can't get to the second step, you see. There's a formula here. The Navi teaches us a formula. The formula is, first, the recognition of the Panim Shalzam, and not to think that it can't happen and it doesn't happen. It does happen. Secondly is the Ashemen, to recognize the cause. Okay, bo eleno tzarazos. The reason why, the cause, and the cause is Archatayim. You see, that must be clear. Then he says, however, he says that what will happen after that? It will still be asked upon him. Because the chait of Avodah Zarah, so they turn to Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah means any das besides the das of Yisraelis. It's all Avodah Zarah. So or any ideas, ways of life, all Avodah Zarah. So because of that, because they turn to other philosophies, other religions, so even though they recognize the cause, there's a lingering effect because of their nature, and there'll be another hestapanim. But the second hestapanim, the Ramban says, will not be like the first. It'll simply be the yamdu daf tochas pnei rachamav afkam zos biyosu meretz avem lamastu lagaltan. It'll be bad, but it won't be total devastation. It will still, in other words, the pnei agul will be behesta, which means to say that it means two things. It means that we will still be suffering, but not like the first test upon him. We'll still be in a state of suffering. But it means also that the underlying events for the ultimate gula will be taking place, but they'll be concealed. You see, you behesta pnei agul. And then he says like this. He says, Ad sheyosifu al harata aniskeres, until they add to the first harata, which was a hearer, which was recognition of the Ashma. You see, recognition of the Ashma is not even this vado. That's not even tshuva. That's like the first stage. It's simply recognition of al Hashemim anachno kein bor leino atzorazos. So that the Ramban calls hearer tshuva. Hearer doesn't mean tshuva, doesn't mean you just thought about it. It means a solid idea, but that component only qualifies as a hero tshuva, you see. So then the Ramban says, but ultimately, what will happen is, it will lead to a vidui gomor, ruchuva shlema, kemoshe niska lamayla, v'shafto ad arishem alekecho, v'shamat rukolo, which means a complete removal of the Olas HaLev and a different intelligence and a different mind and a different way of thinking and a different personality. We will have a different personality than we have now. And then the Gula Hasidah will take place. Yirat v'mera v'yamenu. Okay, fellas. Anybody there?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Okay.
What? Okay, we're looking $5 from everybody to cover the cost of this.